Bolgarski protestniški miks. V ponedeljek so v bolgarski prestolnici Sofija in drugih večjih mestih potekali protivladni protesti, na katerih so protestniki pozvali k umiku proračuna za leto 2026 in odstopu manjšinske koalicijske vlade premijeja Rusne Željaskova. Gre za prvi proračun pripravljen v evrih. Bolgarija bo namreč začetkom prihodnjega leta uvedla evrsko valuto. Protestniki nasprotujejo zlasti zvišanju prispevkov za socialno varnost in davkov na dividende, ki jih predvideva načrt. Protesti zaradi omenjenega proračunskega predloga so potekali že konec novembra, vlada pa je takrat obljubila, da bo predlog ponovno vložila v parlamentarno proceduro in s tem omogočila dodatne posvete z opozicijo, sindikati in delodajalci. Zaradi protestov je predsednik države Rumen Radev predlagal razpustitev vlade in predčasne volitve. To bi bile že 8. parlamentarne volitve od leta 2022. Na prvi pogled je bil glavni razlog za protest proračun za prihodnje leto. Protestnikov v proračunu moti več proračunskih postavk, vse od zvišenih prispevkov za socialno varstvo do višjih plač za javne uslužbence. Poleg kritike proračuna za leto 2026, za katerega je vlada že obljubila spremembo, protestniki nasprotujejo tudi vsesplošni korupciji v vseh slojih državne oblasti. Da je proračun zgolj žrtveno jagnje in bolj povod kot vzrok za proteste, pove bolgarski novinar Angel Petrov.
I think the budget is rather occasion. It's a way for the opposition to finally find the common ground, the common call. The current government perceives itself as very stable, pro-Western, European and whatnot, even pro-Trump, if you may. The problem is that everything has been so geopoliticized that neither the pro-Western opposition, nor the president who takes different stand, nor, for that matter, the pro-Russian groups such as the Revival Party, could find anything that could unite them to work against Boyko Borisov, who has been long-time prime minister, right now not anymore, and Mr. Dryanpevsky, who is maybe the most famous person under the Magnitsky Sanctions Act and is thought to pull the strings within the country. So to go back to the budget, I think it's a good excuse because there's something about which anyone can complain. If you take the social insurance issues, for example, raising the social insurance contributions, of course, all the time, all employers would raise hell about that. If you're talking about pensions, it's a problem. If you're talking about the freeze in state sector, in public sector wages, it is a problem for public sector people, but again, for businesses and employers, it's an issue. If we're talking about not changing the tax system, it's another thing. I think that the whole setup of how the country is governed is simply being attacked by the protest. It's simply being questioned.
Podobno meni tudi novinar bolgarskega nacionalnega radija Ivajlo Stefanov.
I think that this about the budget is just one of the reasons because the protests were called by the liberal opposition. And actually it's kind of right-wing stuff, neoliberal stuff, because they're just increasing the state in the budget. And actually people who give work, like the owners of the small businesses and so on, are kind of not unhappy with this budget. So this is a bit strange because it's like people protest against the state regulation. But I think it's just the reason that people to go out in the streets because they are really pissed off of the current government, of this Boyko Borisov rule and his right-wing centrist party that is too many years in the power or around the power. And also this guy, Dylan Pevsky, who is part of a mafia. He's an oligarch or tycoon, I don't know which word to use, But many people are just pissed at this. So the budget was just a reason to call the protests. But I think people just want to throw out the government that is currently on the, in the power.
Bolgari torej de facto protestirajo proti rigidni oblasti in političnim figuram, ki se v politični sferi gibajo že dolgo. Glavna tarča protestov je nekdani premier Bojko Borisov, ki ga Petrov primerja s srbskim predsednikom Aleksandrim Vučićem.
Borisov used to be one of the big Balkan political survivors as prime minister. The idea in the Balkans that you get very stable, quote-unquote, ruler who is in good terms with the European Union, possibly with the United States. Mr. Vucic is still like that. Mr. Djukanovic used to be Gruevski for quite some time, was not anymore. And he still considers himself to be in the same league, even though he's not prime minister, but he is undergoing the slowest, you may say, decline in popularity ever, the slowest political death. Because it has been going for 6 or 7 years, and he still survived, but support is plummeting. He used to come for, in the 1990s from the criminal underground, from the so-called insurance business, which in Bulgaria meant basically thugs come and set fire to your car, and then of course come and offer you insurance so that nobody else will set fire to your car. And he managed to whitewash himself in a way and to become a very strong-handed ruler, strong-handed according to Bulgarian standards. So we don't have autocracy, but, you know, someone who is ruling in a very personal, rather Trumpish manner in a country that had not had time to evolve, to grow its proper democratic institutions after the transition. So he was Trump before Trump, but in a much smaller country that allowed him to do basically as he would please.
Drugi politik, ki je deležen kritike protestnikov, je poslanec iz Gibanja za pravice in svoboščine, Nov začetek, Deljan Peski.
Deljan Peski was a product of these same formative years, only of course he's much younger, but he was the protege of the biggest ethnic Turk-dominated party, not an ethnic party, but still dominated by ethnic Turks, the so-called Movement for Rights and Freedoms, where the leader of this party was using him to channel different kinds of investments. And all of a sudden, from proxy, Peski grew to be the person pulling the strings from behind. And many people in Bulgaria are afraid. By people, I mean opposition, even people in power, officially ruling parties, experts, and of course citizens, are afraid that he has been pulling the strings of most, or if not most, of a critical number of institutions for many years, and basically deciding the fate of different important court rulings, public affairs, etc.
Stefanov predstavi delovanje opozicijskih liberalnih strank, ki so pri organizaciji protesta sodelovale kljub njihovi splošni nepriljubljenosti v javnosti.
I mean, there are the liberal party who took the power some years ago and they were again overthrown. This is they called let's continue the change and democratic Bulgaria. They are right-wing economically party, but they fight, against the corruption and against the, against the authoritarian state. And in some people's minds, maybe they look a little bit like leftists, but they are not. That's why I'm saying you that they are not the leftists in general, as politically or economically, but comparing to the other conservatives, they look maybe a little bit leftist because they fight for more democracy, let's say. There are two parties and they are running coalition that were in the power in 2022, actually, and then they fall down again. And this guy, Bojko Borisov, came again into power.
Kljub temu, da je Bolgarija združena v nasprotovanju trenutni vladi in politikom, kot je Borisov, opozicijskim strankam v preteklosti v sestavljanju vlad in ustrajanju v koalicijski vlogi ni šlo nič bolje. Zakaj Bolgari niso bolj naklonjeni liberalnim strankam, pojasni Petrov.
It would be that regrettably Bulgarians don't go to vote. And the fact that Bulgarians don't really go to vote I mean, very small numbers, means that you don't have proper representation of any party. How do you find the proper focus when targeting PSK's malign influence? Because he is having a malign influence and impact in the state. But how do you frame it? How do you storify it? This has been a problem for years, notably because in their previous government, when they were working together with Gier, they actually had PSK as a hidden partner. And it's very difficult of them to get to rid themselves of this image of someone who actually allowed PSK even closer to power. So yes, they're divided. Yes, they made mistakes. Yes, they're not very well organized and they don't know what to do. They speak to very niche voters. But of course, now the interesting thing, a new thing, is that with the protest, they're looking for a new way to achieve things. And of course, the fact that they have this tacit alliance of President Truman Radev and the de facto support of Revival to hold the protest as they're trying to piggyback on them and to boost their popularity.
Po podatkih bolgarske tiskovne agencije se je shoda v Sofiji udeležilo več kot 50 tisoč ljudi. Eden od razlogov za množičnost ponedeljkovega protesta je širok nabor oseb različnih generacij z različnimi političnimi prepričanji.
So there is a lot of corruption in the court system. There are protests from many years ago. There is a movement Justice for Everyone that insists of the changing of the court systems into more democratic, because many people are against the high prosecutor that is currently ruling the court system. So there are many, many factors that in the corruption that is in the all levels of the power.
Kljub temu, da so protesti v večini potekali brez izgredov, se je ena od skupin večkrat spopadla s policijo. Zažgala je več policijskih avtomobilov in nekaj tramvajev, policija pa je odgovarjala solzivcem. Stefanov, ki se je protesta udeležil, izgrede sicer pripisuje predvsem neonacističnim nogometnim navijačem.
Unfortunately, I have to say that these are mainly neo-Nazis from the football hooligan groups in Sofia. So they just used the protests to express also their unsatisfaction with the current government. But many people say, even the liberal opposition that organizes the protest, say that they can be paid from the party of Pevsky to make a distraction and to make the protest look bad. And so on. I don't know how much of this is true, but for sure some of them are paid, because also the activity of the police is very strange. They didn't arrest in the first protest in 26th of November. They arrested only three people, and there were a lot of clashes and burning of the cars and destroying the property and so on and so on. And the police, I think they have orders to not arrest many people. So now in Monday, they arrested a little bit more people, but there were also many things that were destroyed in the street. And they were fighting also with the throwing stones to the police car, destroying even some trams from the public transport. And it's a kind of strange that police is not acting. I mean, they, of course, they used pepper spray and they used some tear gas, which is not very... it's not a practice that has happened very often in Bulgaria, but according to the clashes that these hooligan groups created, it's very few protests actually. So probably it's some game of the power of the authority, and the police has disorders. Because I remember in the past, many years ago, when there were environmental protests for a very, very smaller things than this, there were many arresting people just for walking the crossroad, for example. And now probably the orders are different and they're just leaving that people. So it could be really some provocation, but for sure some people just act independently and just want to make some clashes.
Na protestih je torej široka paleta ljudi. Liberali, ruski nacionalisti in neonaciji. Ob tem se nam postavi vprašanje, češ, kje pa so levičari?
Unfortunately, this is, I think, connected somehow with the post-socialist history of the country. And so the leftists ideas, the leftist practices are not so much in the... It's not a fashion for the young people, unfortunately. So there are, of course, leftist groups, there are anarchist groups that we have, but they are not a lot of people, so they're kind of a marginal, so they cannot influence the society. And maybe the most activity with the, some of the leftist group now is connected with the protests for Palestine, which are also not so high in numbers, but still it happens sometimes. So, yeah, I think it's a problem of many post-socialist countries. It's more marginal. And they don't act, you know, very, very organized, or they're just not very strong, unfortunately. So some young people turn either to nationalist and neo-Nazi ideas or to liberal, you know, liberal right-wing ideas, who they pretend that it's a progressive.
V zadnjih treh letih se je vlada v Bolgariji zamenjala 7-krat, kar je tudi za parlamentarno demokracijo veliko. Razloge za vse splošno politično nestabilnost v državi predstavi Stefanov.
You know, Bojko Borisov, he said that they will cancel this budget after the first protest in 26th of November. But then after that, 2 days after, he made a step back. So they said maybe we are not sure, maybe we are not... reorganize the budget for now. First reaction was this, but then they had a steps back. So I'm not sure if it will happen with the budget. Maybe they will discuss this in the next days, and maybe they can make some changes in the budget, but I don't think that they will just took it back. And about the government, if it will stay, I don't think that it will fall. It is possible to fall, especially if the protests continue, but I don't think it will fall before the New Year's Day. I think they will wait to join Eurozone, because we're joining Eurozone in 1st of January, and I don't think that they want so much instability. So I think that the government will stay at least until January, and then we'll see.
Offside je pripravila Neva.
Off. Side.